This special series of Side Hustle School is brought to you by our longtime partner, ShipStation. The businesses in these features know that shipping orders out on time can be tough. That's why they all use ShipStation. Wherever you sell, whether you're selling on your own website or any popular marketplace, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface. Then you can create shipping labels for all the top carriers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. Right now, try ShipStation free for 30 days, plus get a special bonus when you use the code HUSTLE. Head to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in HUSTLE. ShipStation, make ship happen. Hey there, what's up? We're going to do something a little different today. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School. And for 2 years now, ShipStation has been our sponsor. I really appreciate them. I know we've referred a lot of listeners their way. And in fact, they have a lot of success stories from their customers, including some of their own and some that have come from our community. We recently sifted through more than 40 stories to bring you 8 of our favorites in a special series. Now, all this content is brand new. You've never heard it before. And for this series, we're focusing on stories of side hustles gone big. Not every side hustle needs to become a full-time occupation, but it's fun and inspiring to see how far some people are able to go. Each short story includes a quick tip as well. This is the first one. It's all about a guy who creates his own keto-friendly meal replacement powder. At first, with no intention to sell it, he was just making it for himself, but he now sells it to a horde of fanatical customers full-time. So let's dive right in with case study number one. Systems administrator Chris Blair is a self-proclaimed excessively lazy person. Those are his words, not mine. So when he noticed he'd gained a few extra pounds, he wanted a diet he could put on autopilot. No worrying about what was on his plate for every meal, no counting calories, no preparing big batches of food in advance, just a hassle-free way to lose weight. To achieve this, Chris turned to meal replacement shakes and saw great results. After a few weeks, he'd lost 12 pounds and was feeling much better about himself. But there was a problem. The powders were expensive, costing hundreds of dollars per month. His pants were falling down, and not because his wallet was full of cash. Chris turned to Google. He loved the convenience of the drinks, so he began looking for homemade solutions. Much to his delight, he found an entire community of people making shakes and sharing their recipes online. He fell in love with a particular recipe called People Chow, which seemed to tick all of his nutritional needs and tasted good. So good, in fact, that he drank it for 2 or 3 meals a day for the next 9 months. However, Chris began to notice his weight fluctuating. Before long, he had regained the 12 pounds he'd lost. Something wasn't working, so he decided to make another change. That's when Chris came across the ketogenic diet. If you have never heard of it, well, first of all, you don't get out much these days. But second of all, it's an extremely low-carb diet, somewhat similar to Atkins, which puts your body into a state called ketosis. Once in that state, your body becomes efficient at burning fat for energy, and it can result in rapid loss of body fat. Just to be clear, it's not for everyone, so be sure you do your research before you jump into that. But Chris was into it, and he found plenty of recipes for keto shakes online. He already had most of the ingredients, so he began mixing them up. Within a month, he'd re-lost the 12 pounds. Those shakes were effective and filling, but they too had a problem. They tasted terrible. Just to get it into his system, he'd have to pinch his nose and throw it back like a shot of tequila, which, as you can guess, is not ideal for a sustainable diet. So Chris set about creating a drink that tasted better, yet still met his nutritional needs. He scoured the internet for different ketogenic recipes, learning as he went, and tried lots of different concoctions. One of them gave him what's called keto flu. Another one gave him a bad stomach. But eventually, he landed on a recipe which tasted great and had no negative side effects. He shared his recipe, which he called Keto Chow, on a Reddit forum, and other keto dieters loved it. Several asked if they could buy his pre-made powder from him. So whenever he made a batch, he'd make a little extra and mail it off to those people who'd made the request. Chris was amazed by the response. After a few informal test sales, he decided that he'd turn this into a real side hustle. Not knowing much about marketing, he spoke to his dad, who was a longtime small business owner. His dad told him, "The best way to grow a business is to give people as much as you can. Once they trust you, they'll decide whether or not to buy from you." So that's what Chris did. He added comments in forums where dieters needed help. He wrote blog posts about his journey with keto and answered every question that came his way. He even shared his product's recipe on the website so that people could make it at home if they didn't want to buy from him or if they lived overseas. Truly, his entire focus was on helping people. This focus was driven by Chris's own pickiness as a consumer. He hates bad customer service and companies that don't listen. He wanted to create the company he would buy from if it was him on the other side of the computer screen. With this value in mind, he priced Keto Chow to be affordable and financially realistic. A week's supply of the product can cost up to $70, and he now offers 18 different flavors. Of course, ShipStation helps him manage his deliveries to a customer base that now numbers in the thousands. There's no way he could do that on his own, at least not easily or efficiently. It wasn't long before Chris found he'd outgrown his kitchen laboratory and couldn't handle the manufacturing of the product himself. So he outsourced it to a local co-manufacturing space around 15 miles from his home in Salt Lake City, Utah. Since starting up several years ago, Chris has seen the revenue of Keto Chow double year after year. He recently put in an order for $80,000 worth of packaging, and the company's 2017 tax bill was 2.5 times the salary he received for his full-time job. Accordingly, he quit that job in January to focus full-time on the business. He now wants to increase his customer base, so he's testing ads with Facebook and Google to see how he can reach more people. All right, that's our case study number one from this special series, and here is the lesson, which comes straight from Chris, the other Chris, not me. He says, think twice about hiring neighbors and friends. It's fantastic if they're as invested as you are, but if something goes wrong, it's hard to fire your friends, and even harder to fire family. I don't actually know if he's speaking from experience or not with that lesson, but in any case, it sounds like a good lesson, and he's clearly built a fantastic lifestyle business. So well done, Chris. I'll head to your website and check out Keto Chow myself. This has been the first of 8 special episodes featuring side hustlers who've gone big. Stay tuned for a new one each Wednesday. And are you ready to take your hustle to the next level? Let ShipStation help you get there faster. Get started today at ShipStation.com and use the code HUSTLE to get 30 days free and a special bonus.